Hello, me. Just thinking about trying to find a good place to make a journal entry. Today seems to be... feels like a big day for me. I feel like I've been coming to grips with a reality of myself that it's not that easy for me to accept. And I'm not not that I'm not happy with, but I wish things were different. I don't know. Maybe I don't wish that. I just wish... yeah. I just wish things would be easier. But what I'm really talking about is just my addictive personality. And the swings in my mental state. I feel like I talk about the same thing over and over again. Sometimes I talk about it being easy. Sometimes it not. Sometimes and not being worried about. I just listened to the last audio journal that I did at the end of last year, November of last year. Sometimes I talk about things being easy, sometimes I talk about and being worried about it getting hard again. Sometimes I talk about it being hard and then just knowing and giving myself hope it's going to be easy. But what this journal is about today, it's funny because I'm sitting in the car, I was looking for a place. Quiet place to do this journal without feeling self-conscious and comfortable. Laura's putting kids to bed in the room. But anyway, so I'm sitting here drinking a beer in the car, not because I'm gonna drive, but because I just want a place to think and be quiet. But I'm hoping tomorrow I'm gonna stop drinking. And it's funny that I'm drinking as I give this. I mean, I think I am, and I gotta be honest with myself. Like for a while, I tried to convince myself that I only drink because of my mood swings and because I'm unhappy with the way that my brain is. But I didn't drink for over a year. Maybe I had a beer here and there, and I was really good at managing that, but it's really easy for me to get in a habit of drinking, and so over the last 6 months, I've consumed, like, at least 3 beers a day, pretty much, consistently, on average, and some days a whole lot more. And I mean, I'll be honest to say that I am an alcoholic right now. And maybe we'll forever be an alcoholic. And it's just primarily because I have a hard time being happy with my mental state. And in a lot of ways, drinking helps make my mental states a little bit more consistent. Between drinking and smoking weed, it's really... like, smoking weed is like a friggin' H-bomb to my psyche. Like, I'll smoke a bowl and I'll feel like really in the moment and really creative and really inspired, and then I'll just want to keep that going, and I'll smoke till my brain is fizzled out. Whether it be for that day, the next day. And there was a good month that I smoked one time a week, and it actually worked out pretty good. But the problem is with me is I take it too far. But it's really interesting because I think about it, and I think I've dissected this so many times in different journal entries, but I want to be done with making this the priority of things that I feel are important. You know, I want to be done with the things that these addictions being like all I can seem to think about, like, okay, this is the day I'm going to stop this addiction. And what's been really hard, I've been really hard on myself recently in the last couple weeks, because during that last new moon, I was like, I'm going to stop. And there's always like these days, like I'm so focused on them, so moon centric. And I'm like, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop smoking. And even I think in the full moon before that, I was like, I'm going to stop. And now here we come, it's August 1st. I'm like, it's August 1st. I'm going to get my hair cut for the first time in 3 years. Now I'm going to stop. Like, that will be the reminder. And then I right now I'm sitting here in this car and I'm like really doubting myself. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's like, it really, the focus really needs to be the family. I mean, I think in the last month or so, I've emotionally flips up so hard because of substances that I really find myself being unhappy with myself at times and knowing that I could be better. But the thing is about life is that, you know, you can dream about being better. But you also have to accept where you are. And it's a total catch-22. You, like, want to accept where you are, but you want to strive to be better. But I'm hard on myself. I mean, next weekend, starting on Thursday, JC and I are going to be working on music for 3 days, and JC is asking for me to be sober, and I think I really honor that and respect that from him, and I want to be sober. I want to be okay sober. But I remember, you know, it's like, it's just that phase shift. I can never, like, I don't need to say it anymore. Like, I know. It's like when I, like, say I drink a beer, then the phase will flip-flop for at least a week or two. And, you know, I'll be really on. And then I'll be really overwhelmed. I'll be really horny. And, you know, after I first drink or smoke, you know, the next days, that phase is longer, and then that phase, the oscillation starts getting higher and higher. But I remember listened back to that recording of myself in November of last year, and I just need to remind myself that there's times that you're fruitful, and there's times that it's hard. And I just need to persevere when it's hard. And I just need to be sober so I can, when I'm sober, you know, within a day I go through all these emotions and feelings, and I need to be okay with that. And I just need to accept the fact that, you know, some nights I'm horny and some nights I'm creative. Some nights I can't do shit. I mean, I don't know why I hear myself talking about trying to find a root cause. It doesn't fucking matter what the root cause is. I think in some ways it does, but I mean, I know what's not helping. I know it feels good in the moment. This beer right here. But this is not a sustainable solution. I have about like 10 unnecessary pounds in my body. My hip fucking hurts. And I just know that I have a vision that has value. I mean, if we all dig deep down inside, every single one of us, if we were to follow the culmination of our exposure in life, the best of what we learned, and we put it together and we sum that up, be valuable. I would need to be heard. We live in this world of dribble. Other people who don't give a shit except for themselves dribble. And we just hold on to it so tightly. And we get obsessed over it. Like, recently, I don't know, right now, I just have this dissonance, cognitive dissonance is the word I've been looking for. I read this really liberal book called The Internet Is Not the Answer, where this guy talked and talked about all the problems that globalization, or more importantly, the internet and all of their libertarian fanatics like Bezos and founders of Google and Uber and all these guys who just talk this talk about the internet being this great thing for everybody, and really what it's doing is just making these guys filthy rich. And you know, there's value. It's changing the world. But not in a way that is going to help the general populace. And that's what I want to do. It's like I want to create technology that's for everybody. And here I am drinking my beer, talking about being sober. But the reason I want to be sober is because the reason I want to be consistent is the reason that I want to be here for my family first and foremost. And it's because I want to be here for me. And then I can build something for everybody else and create things for everybody else. I need to be easy on myself, and I need to be hard on myself at the same time. I'm talking here, trying to figure out, like, how do I make myself commit? How do I make myself follow through? You can't make yourself. It's like, where's my intention? Why do I want to be sober? Why do I not want to smoke weed? Why do I not want to escape my mind? Because I wish I had the mind that I did when I was younger. But it's just not the case. You know, I feel clarity 20-30% of the time. And I just need to be okay with that. And I just need to be optimistic. That's okay. That's who I am. But drinking beer every night is not a solution for that. And it just makes that harder. I think that's the thing. Like, this is the way to describe it. It's like drinking and smoking makes that 20% 100% in the feeling of clarity and productivity. Because if I smoke a bowl, I'll tell you, I might not write the greatest song, but I won't be so hard on myself, and I'll be able to hear, and I'll be able to be there. But there's the cost for that is equally greater on the other side. So, say I might for a day have clarity, or 2 days if I keep smoking, or 3 days. But then I'm gonna have 3 days of hardship, or more, 10 days of hardship, trying to get back to normal. I think, and I know. The easier in the long run is to choose the shorter intervals of up and down. Because up and downs happen, it's going to happen whether I'm sober or drunk or whatever. But I just know when I'm searching that third eye, I hear this. It's just screaming at me, that's in my head, like I just, this feeling of more, need more, you know, that's so dangerous, that's the addict, more caffeine, I need something extra, more creativity, more turning off. I need to be okay with that. I need to be hyper aware that that's who I am. And that's the exact reason why I can't indulge. Because I'm so obsessed with more. Because I'm so obsessed with getting something. And that's exactly why I need to focus on meditation. I need to focus on being present. I need to focus on my breath. How easy it is to forget about our breath. How powerful it is to remember our breath. When things get hard, remember your breath. When things are easy, remember your breath. When you're driving, remember your breath. When you're eating, breathe before you eat. Be there for yourself. Know where you're at so you can check yourself and not say or do what you will regret. And overarching all of this is really just, I'm going to start a preschool. It's so funny, I'm posting this publicly, and I don't expect anybody to listen to it, but it's just my personality. If you want to know about me, here I am. It's one of the big things right now. It's like, I know I'm just rambling, but starting this preschool and trying to earn the trust and respect of 2 parents or 4 parents for me to teach their children. It really has been one of the hardest things I've ever done because I care so much about them and their kids, and I really want to be the best possible teacher I can be. And super exciting. And I think that's one of the big things of what's happening right now in my life. Is that I know if I'm going to do this successfully. If I know that if I'm going to do this really at all, I have to be sober. I have to be. Like, I better just throw the whole idea of having a co-op preschool out the window if I can't be sober while doing it. I don't need beer to be happy. I don't need weed to be happy. I don't need that to be creative. I don't need that to be successful. It's just a vice. It's not only that, too, like what I even haven't talked about is just totally being addicted to sex. I'm totally fucking addicted to sex. I mean, it's more than that. I mean, it's just the chemical thing that I'm addicted to. This release of endorphins, whether it's beer or weed or an orgasm. And I need to, like, especially with sex, it's like a... Not especially, but that's the dangers with sex, is that I become such a negative impact to those I love. Because I start objectifying them as being just literally a drug. A fix, like, and I really remember that when in my sobriety, being so keenly aware of, like, what, instead of, like, using it as a drug, just wanting it when I want it. Not like I'm not happy right now, but I know that sex is going to make it better. And I know this, but I feel it so deep. And all of these things I'm saying, I feel so deep, but I've never really said it out loud. It's just percolating in my head. But I don't want sexual addiction to ruin my relationship either. And it definitely has put a strain on the relationship. It's another reason to seek sobriety. And I'm not, this is just for me. This has nothing, I don't know how anybody else thinks. This is me. This is how I work. And if anybody else is listening to this ever someday, that's what matters. Figuring out how you work. What works best for you. Because some people can drink, smoke. Find the third eye. I can't. I'm just not cut out. I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed my time. I've hated my time. I've lamented. I've hated myself for it. But it's time. The eclipse is coming. The eclipses are coming. The hair is gone. It's not that I feel, I have to have the intent. I need to build that intent. I'm building that intent with beer. I'm fucked. No. It's like, that's the problem with addiction. It's like you're always looking, if you want to quit, your problem is that last hurrah. That's where I'm at right now. That's why I'm recording this. It's like trying to throw a javelin as deep as I can into the ground. Hammering it. And using every single possible physical and mental tool I can to remind myself that it's worth it to try and be sober, and that it's not, even though it might sound easy, say 5 days from now to take a drink and make things better, it's not the answer. It's not what I want. It's not what I really want, the overarching me. And if I can't, I truly question whether I can do this with my own volition. And I think that's the AA thing, is like, it's greater than me. The world is greater than me. And this addiction is greater than me. It's fucking hard. But it will get easier and easier over time. And it's whenever I feel like slipping, feel like taking a little taste, I should fucking listen to this in its entirety. I remind myself how easy it is for me to slip back. And I think it's going to be easier and easier for me to slip as I get older. Especially if scientifically bipolar disorder gets worse and worse to deal with as you get older. Anyways, that's where I'm at right now. I think I can do this. I will. It's not that I must, but if I want to be the person, the best person for my children, if I want to be the best creative person, if I want to create these projects that I want, if I want to be the best person for my wife, if I want to be the best person for those around me, I have to do this. I can be a person. I can survive. But if I want to fulfill my potential, I need to be sober. I love you, me. You may slip again and again, but always strive, always persevere to be the person that you hope to be. Not in the unrealistic sense, but in the sense that you can control in the physical realm, because in the chemical realm, which is also the physical, there's a lot that you will never be able to do. But science might enlighten us someday. Like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Like, nobody knows what bipolar disorder is. Really. Let's just give them some SRI uptake inhibitors. When that shit's gone, you're gonna kill yourself. But I digress. Good luck. It needs to be more than luck. Good intention. And your intention is to fulfill your potential and to do what you know is best for you to do that.